This is the Paul Bunyan Country Outdoors Podcast, sponsored by Visit Bemidji. Paul Bunyan Country Outdoors covers the lakes, woods, trails, wildlife, and anything else going on outdoors in Paul Bunyan's playground. Today on Paul Bunyan Country Outdoors, we're checking back in with Mandy Urich. Mandy, welcome back.
Hey, Kevin. Great to be back.
Well, we are going to talk a lot about hunting and fishing in just a bit, but you had quite a weekend with the University of Minnesota a couple weekends ago, earned an award that you obviously deserved. Tell us a little bit about it.
It seems so odd to talk about it publicly. I received the Distinguished Alumni Award, which is the highest award given to an alumni from the University of Minnesota, basically a lifetime achievement award, which I joked about even in my acceptance speech that I think somebody bribed the board or something just to get me home because I hadn't been there in so long. But what an amazing award. I don't even know how to explain it. I mean, in 2016, I was the youngest alumni to give the graduation commencement speech, and then to come back 5 years later and get, but you know, it's such an amazing award is crazy, especially when I look at the two other people that receive these awards that are much older than me and very, very well to do. So.
Well, congratulations. And what was it in particular that impressed the you and that made them decide you were worthy of this?
Basically, it was both the commitment to not only my career, but obviously to what I do in the outdoor field. It's hard enough to be at the level where I'm at with my current regular career, but to be able to achieve both and still donate and volunteer time and go above and beyond, I guess they liked.
Okay. So you got to hang out with some rich and powerful, rub some elbows, and get a nice award.
I did, and I even donned a dress.
Well, yeah, I saw this picture of you on Facebook that I barely recognized.
Trust me, I barely recognized myself also when I looked there. I was laughing at the comments because there was quite a few of my family members on there that were like, yeah, we didn't even recognize you. It's been years since we've seen you without a baseball cap on.
Yeah, I don't know that I'd ever seen a picture with you without a baseball cap before either until that moment, so...
Well, I figured when they asked that I needed a nice headshot for the press release, I sent them a few, and Rose was like, no, maybe one without something dead in your hand.
So. Okay. Well, congratulations, Mandy. Very well deserved.
Thank you.
In the meantime, it's hunting, it's fishing time. There's a million things going on. So many things to hunt for, so many things to fish for. What have you been doing?
Everything.
I figured.
I still have not winterized the boat. Every day that I can get out there, I've been trying to sneak out there. Those days are fairly limited. Unfortunately, when I looked ahead for, the big rifle season opener, here in Brainerd, it's going to be like a high of 58 and no wind. And I'm like, boy, that'd be a really great day to be on the water. But I will not. I will be in the stand. But, yeah, I made it out yesterday, did a little pheasant hunting yesterday, but every day except for 2 days, I've been in the stand at night, passing on so many deer that it just makes my stomach hurt, because I've been in this position before. I've got a big one that I'm chasing. I've been passing on a bunch of deer, does, fawns, spikes, eights, and I just don't want to mess anything up. But this year's the closest that I've been to him. I've actually had him underneath my stand twice within a week's time period. But unfortunately, it's been well after shooting hours. I'm stuck in the stand because I got 6-8 deer in front of me in the food plot. And, he comes and roll it in right under my stand, kind of looking up like, I think there's something there. And I'm just like, oh, you're torturing me. So,
And, of course, coming when you're not allowed to shoot.
Correct. Mm-hmm. Yes. And that's the whole point. You just sit and stare at him, which is cool. I mean, I've never been that close to him. I've had him on camera for a long time. So maybe this will be the year. I'm really hoping. I would like to get it done before rifle opener, just because you never know what's going to happen. And I don't know about the rest of the state, but they're definitely chasing here already. So we're starting with that pre-rut, and the little boys are definitely running around like chickens with their heads cut off, but the big boys still seem to be smart. So we'll see what happens in the next week or so.
So you hunt primarily on your own land?
Correct.
Okay. And rifle hunt, same area?
Yep.
Okay. What about fishing? What's going on out there?
Well, the hardcore are still hitting it, and the bite's been great for walleye. I mean, what a weird year, like we talked about, with high, you know, water temps, and especially with walleye, but walleye bite's been good. The crappie bite right now is ridiculous. If you can get out, throw your snowsuit on, you know, snow boots, warm pair of gloves, and pick a day that's not too windy, the bite's really good. Right now, those crappies are deeper. Obviously, your electronics are going to be a super, super big key on those, but it seems like if you can get on top of them, they're eating. I mean, they're eating small jigging wraps. They're eating plastics. They're eating minnows, and you can jig for them. It's kind of ridiculous, but bobber fishing for them might be a little bit tough. I've been finding them about 30 feet of water. So, yeah, it's been good. Oh,
well, and
I don't want to stop. It's been such a beautiful fall. It doesn't seem like it's hunting season. I looked back a year ago, and the week before, we had, I think, 4 to 6 inches of snow on the ground, and then it got cold, then it got warm, and then it got epically cold again. And I'm looking out of my front window, and I got green grass. It just doesn't seem right.
No, it really doesn't. It does not feel like we're going deer hunting this weekend at all. By the way, I noticed you got a real nice bass, too, about a week ago or so.
Yeah. I'm just like, yeah, that bite always gets better, especially for smallmouth, right? But they're a lot more active in cooler water than largemouth are, and I love Mille Lacs. I got out there, and you're almost guaranteed. I had a bunch of guide trips earlier in the month that people waited all season long to come up and fish, and multiple five and a half, a couple of shy of six. Obviously, I ruined these people for life, which is great. That's the whole point, is that blow their minds, have them have the most amazing experience ever. That's why that fishery is known worldwide. But I knew that I had to sneak back out. I mean, the later it gets, they keep putting that feed bag on. And yeah, that one was a tank. It wasn't my PB, but it was pretty close, being just shy of 7 pounds. And I was just like, oh, I'd love to sneak out there one more time, but I don't think it's going to happen. I think it's time. The next week, put the boat away permanently for the season and just focus on hunting.
Yeah. I think I know a few people who are not going to put the boat away until it's frozen over,
Well, I know, I'm sure there's a lot of those musky guys, especially given this late warm fall, that are going to be chasing hard right till the end.
Yes. In fact, I'll be talking to a few of those guys. But what are you hearing from musky guys right now?
It's been good. We're so blessed here in the Brainerd Lakes area. We've got muskie on the river. We've got, muskie over on Mille Lacs. You can run up to Leech. There's a pile. We got Lake Alexander. I think it's been surprising. It's dependent on how big that water body is, right? Because smaller bodies of water have really cooled down into the 40s, but those bigger ones are still holding temps, in the 50s. So it's just dependent where they're fishing at. But I think everybody's, waiting for that light switch to flip, but boy, I've seen a couple dandies on Facebook in the last few days. So,
yeah, there's some big ones coming. No question about it. You mentioned that you went pheasant hunting. Did you see any birds?
Did see some birds. Shot some birds too.
Did you?
Pretty good.
Awesome. So they're out there. So they're out there, and you're able to take some.
Yeah. Here again with that fall with opener. That the first couple of days were cool, and then it warmed up again. And it's so tough when you have warm falls to run dogs like that. It's so tough on them. Make sure that you've got plenty of water with you. Take breaks. Don't get them overheated. But yesterday was about perfect for temp. I would have liked it even if it was a little bit cooler. When I can, throw on my Carhartt jeans and a hoodie and my vest and a, thin pair of gloves and a orange cap and go, and not be cold. That's, or sweaty, I should say, either. That's about perfect. But yeah, what a great day to get out and shoot some birds. And I kind of miss it. It's been a bit. I really, the last few years, I used to travel quite a bit all over pheasant hunting, chasing those birds, and work got busy, and then, you know, can't take the time away from fishing. So I'm glad that I broke away and at least got out there and, you know, got on a different species. So
she's Mandy Urich, and she's got a lot more to talk about next. This is the Paul Bunyan Country Outdoors Podcast.
Hi, this is Dick Beardsley with Dick Beardsley Fishing Guide Service. Are you looking to plan a fishing trip? Look no further, as Bemidji, Minnesota is your year-round destination for walleyes, pike, muskie, bass, perch, crappie, panfish, and more. With over 400 fishing lakes within a 25-mile radius of Bemidji, come take a cast at becoming a fishing legend. While you're on your fishing adventure, come take a picture with the historic Paul Bunyan and Babe the Blue Ox. Discover the first city on the Mississippi, Bemidji, one step further.
Welcome back to the Paul Bunyan Country Outdoors Podcast. My guest today, Mandy Urich. Do you duck hunt, or have you duck hunted this year?
I have not duck hunted this year. I love it, don't get me wrong. It's one of those things where I would definitely do it more if I could bring somebody that hasn't done it before. I'm getting old. My arthritis hurts, and I don't like being cold. I don't like being wet. I don't like setting up decoys in the dark. But I would do it for somebody else, kind of a deal. So I haven't. It's probably been 2 years since I've been out duck hunting. But I will say we're making comments. We have this big tournament normally on youth opener, and we didn't hear very many shots. And I was just like, well, I don't know what's going on. Well, our second to last tournament of the year, we're on this lake, and it's early in the morning, and the sun's just coming up, and I'm on the trolling motor and kind of getting to the spot where I want to be, and all of a sudden, it's the most mallards that I have ever seen. And I was like, what are you guys doing here right now? Like, 200 lifted off the water, and I'm like, okay, that kind of makes me want to go duck hunting. Not the onesie twosies, the big flocks. I don't know. I'm spoiled. I'm from North Dakota, so there was a bit of transition for me when I moved here to realize that duck hunting in Lakota is not like duck hunting anywhere else. So
right. What are you hearing from your duck hunting friends so far?
It's been tough. The guys that are chasing divers obviously are doing okay. Other than that, it's been pretty spotty. You know, it's hit or miss because of those drought conditions. So a lot of those bodies of water where those ducks are resting and are feeding are dry. So because that was the main key is finding water where they're holding, that they're not getting a ton of pressure, which can be tough. You know, we need those little ephemeral wetlands. They provide a lot to those ducks, but in a dry year, they've got to move to bigger bodies of water.
And of course the ducks have been victim. Well, I should say the action has been somewhat victimized by the warmer weather. The migration probably just kind of kicking in now.
Correct. Yeah, we're not seeing. I mean, look at the temperatures up in Canada. You know. When I can see Gassy still out fishing up there in Kenora with no gloves on his hands, like, they're getting the mild weather that we are too. So, yeah, I don't think we've seen that big push. And even talking to some family back home in central and western North Dakota that are kind of more in that flyway zone, they've been saying the same thing. They're not seeing a ton of ducks yet. So.
Okay. Well, we are just moments away from basically what I would call the walleye opener of the wildlife scene. I mean, whitetail firearm deer season is the premier season in Minnesota. It really is.
Absolutely. I know I've touched on this before. We have such a strong heritage with the outdoors in the state of Minnesota, and it's refreshing. But I think deer hunting, because of deer camp, the family, the memories, the connection, blows walleye opener right out of, you know, literally right out of the water. It's a time where people get together, you know, multiple generations, extended family, and getting a deer is just a bonus. I think it's more about that annual act. And, you know, I know that I look forward to it every year, and it's fun to see, you know, the next generation and guys bringing their kids into the stand with them and them getting excited and being part of the process. So, yeah, it's almost here. It's like Christmas.
It is, and, you know, the walleye season is important. big as it is the start, or the walleye opener, is the start of a long season. And deer hunting is very short season, and it means a lot. And you're right; those multiple generations, it's just a really cool deal.
Let the countdown begin.
I think it sounds like it's going to be a pretty good deer season. I think our numbers are pretty good from what I'm hearing. To all the wildlife people I've been talking in various regions, seems to be pretty strong numbers, and we seem to do a pretty good job of keeping the deer populations healthy as best we can, CWD notwithstanding. So I expect it to be a good year.
I do too. We've had multiple really, really mild winters, which always helps. I mean, I can't believe how many twins and triplets that I'm seeing on my property, which is always fairly indicative of, mild winters and how healthy they are. And yeah, I think it's going to be good. Obviously, my only concern, we're going to have a lot of hunters because it's going to be the warmer weather. At least here in the Brainerd Lakes area, those first couple of days are always good for numbers statewide, just because nothing's been really shot at
right
for a year. But it will be interesting to see how those deer move, I guess, with those warmer temps. When it got cold here, when we had that cold snap, there was a lot of movement, a lot of action. Food plots are getting hit. They're munching and crunching, and now it's nice and warm, and they stopped that movement for the most part during the day and kind of went back to nocturnal run. So we'll see. We'll have to see how it goes. I hate to say it, but I would like a little snow.
No, I mean, I
know it came out of my mouth. It did come out of my mouth.
You're not alone in the duck in the deer hunting world for wanting snow. That's a fairly common desire for deer hunters. But I know some people who are not deer hunters that are going to take advantage of empty lakes, and I'm sure they don't want it to snow on Saturday.
Correct. Yeah, trust me. I keep pondering. I have to say, if I can whack that big buck before rifle opener, I think I would be on the lake on Saturday, Sunday myself, enjoying that, mid to high 50s water temp. And then I think I'd be ready to put the boat away. But we'll have to see what the next couple of days bring. And if not, well, I'll trade out the bow and grab the rifle, and I guess we'll be in the stand.
All right. Anything else we should know as we get ready for the weekend?
Everybody just be safe.
Yes.
If you haven't already get your license, go get your license now. It seems like everybody waits till the last minute. And then the ELS system crashes, so don't be that person. Make sure that you're prepared, and no matter what, if you got kids, make sure they're warm, make sure they're well fed, lots of snacks, coloring books, things to take them, keep them busy, make them an enjoyable experience for everybody. And most of all, just be safe out there.
She's Mandy Urich. She is a distinguished alumnus from the University of Minnesota, newly awarded distinguished alumnus and Lifetime Achievement Award. And you got a lot more life to live, Mandy, so I can't wait to see the next award you win.
Well, thank you. That's kind of what I'm wondering. If I did this in 20 years, hopefully I can do something even better in the next.
I'm sure you can. I'm expecting nothing less.
Cool. All right. Those are pretty high expectations. I'll do my best.
Mandy, as always, we love having you on the show. Thanks for taking the time today.
Thank you.
You've been listening to the Paul Bunyan Country Outdoors Podcast, sponsored by Visit Bemidji. You can catch the radio show Saturdays on KBUN Sports Radio 104.5 in Bemidji, B93.3 in Brainerd, and Kick FM in Alexandria. And, of course, multiple times a week, we'll have great stuff for you right here on the podcast.